This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was never under the illusion, even when they got up to the best start in baseball, that the Mets were going to run away and hide and, you know, win 103 games. I think the Mets are good, but I think the Mets, pretty much like every other team, has some issues. And I think theirs are maybe less pronounced than some of the other good teams around baseball, but their bullpen's becoming an issue. And, you know, I don't overreact to losing a couple of series. Now, you want to milk this in the early stage. You don't want to have it morph into something that becomes more problematic, because you got the Yankee series coming up, and now you got to go. I think it's going out to, where they're going out to Arizona, who just, they were just in Queens, the D-backs were. They beat them twice, and obviously the rain delay, not ideal, you know, losing twice over the weekend, twice, you know, yesterday, getting swept. I just think that the Soto stuff was a little overblown. I mean, very easily would have had a big home run. It's a nice play. He was over the fence. He hit a lot of hard balls. I mean, some of his exit velo numbers are ridiculous. 113, 111, 107, 109. He's absolutely smoking the ball. Oh, what was the stat? God, I heard this. Hold on. Okay. Was this the number? The batting average for Pete Alonso on balls that were hit over 100 miles an hour is right now 700. Okay. Juan Soto's batting average for balls that are surpassing the 100 exit velo level is 400. That's 300 points. So what does that mean? A little bad luck, which is kind of what I've been saying. It doesn't mean that you got to love a start here. I get it. And he's going to probably, when it's all said and done, you know, the numbers are going to look a little lagging based on what you thought you were going to see year one in Queens. But I don't think it's been quite as bad as some of you have made it out. A little frustrating, yeah. Not as bad as maybe some people think, but I also don't think the Mets are as, you know, unstoppable maybe as some of you think. I think they're a good team. I think they're a playoff team. I think they're a well-managed team. And it's a great start for Pete, who, by the way, player of the month. How about that? All the stuff with Pete, having to wait. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? What's going on? And Pete comes out, and he just has, I mean, if Aaron Judge wasn't in the city, I mean, Pete would steal every headline the way he's played so far. He's been terrific. And then, you know, the thing with him is, all right, 2 years. I see, I don't think that there's anything that he can do that's going to really change. I don't think the ability for him to get that deal that he wants to get from the Mets. Maybe it convinces somebody else around baseball. I think they're pretty rooted in how they view him. Stearns, maybe less about Cohen, because Cohen's probably more emotional with Steve, with Pete. But I don't think, even if he keeps this up, and I said going into the season and only felt better about this, I think Pete's going to be top three in the MVP. And I definitely believe that. And even if that happens, I don't think it changes what the Mets will do from contractually. But you know what? I don't really jump into that right now. They're looking pretty good despite the last couple of series. But it wasn't a great weekend for both teams. You know, you got to see some of the holes for both the Yanks and the Mets.